The prophet Ezekiel was the son of a priest named Buzi. He spent his early years in his native country, probably in Jerusalem. As a young man, he was deported to Babylon by Nebuchadnezzar in the year 597 BC, when King Jehoiakim and all the elite of Judah went into exile. At that time, Jeremiah was the prophet of the nation. Ezekiel, whose name means God strengthens, resided amongst his own people in a town on the banks of the Kiba, a Babylonian canal. He was married and owned a house, as the exiles were allowed to possess property and were given considerable freedom. They were administered by their own elders and could communicate with the homeland. Ezekiel's ministry began in the fifth year of Jehoiakim's exile, about 7 years before the fall of Jerusalem, and lasted at least 22 years, from 593 until about 571 BC, his last dated prophecy. At the time of his call, Ezekiel was 30 years old. He was by the Kiba River when the heavens were opened, and the hand of the Lord was upon him, and he was given a vision of God's glory. He saw a windstorm coming out of the north, an immense cloud with flashing lightning and surrounded by brilliant light. The center of the fire looked like glowing metal. In the middle of the fire there were four living creatures. They had the likeness of a man, but each of them had four faces: the face of a man, a lion, an ox, and an eagle. Their legs were straight, their feet were like those of a calf, gleaming like burnished bronze. Each had four wings, under which were the hands of a man. Two of their wings were spread out upward, and two covered their bodies. Their appearance was like burning coals of fire, and they flashed with lightning. These winged creatures were cherubim, guardians of the holiness of God's throne. On the ground, beside each creature, there was a wheel, sparkling like chrysolite. The wheels were all alike, with high rims full of eyes, and each wheel appeared to intersect another wheel. When the living creatures moved, the wheels beside them moved. They went wherever the creatures went. These celestial beings with the wheels formed, as it were, a shining chariot that could see everything and move in every direction. The wings of the living creatures made a sound like the roar of rushing waters. Spread out above the heads of the living creatures there was an expanse, sparkling like crystal. Above the expanse was what looked like a throne of sapphire. On the throne was a figure like that of a man, which glowed with fire, and brilliant light surrounded him, like a rainbow. This vision represented an image of the glory of the Lord. When Ezekiel saw it, he fell on his face to the ground. Then he heard a voice saying, "Son of man, stand up, and I will speak to you." The Spirit came into him and raised him to his feet. The voice said, "I am sending you to the Israelites, that stubborn, rebellious nation, who have been in revolt against me to this very day. Say to them, 'This is what the Sovereign Lord says,' and whether they listen or not, they will know that a prophet has been among them. Do not be afraid of them, though they are like briars and thorns, and you live among scorpions. You must speak my words to them. Now open your mouth and eat what I give you." Then the prophet saw a hand stretched out, holding a scroll written on both sides, with words of lament and mourning and woe. Ezekiel ate the scroll, and it tasted as sweet as honey in his mouth. Then the voice said, "Son of man, you are not being sent to a people of obscure speech and difficult language. Who would have listened to you, but to the house of Israel? They will not listen to you, because they are hardened and obstinate. Do not be afraid of them, for I will make you as unyielding as they are, harder than flint." Then the Spirit lifted the prophet up, and he heard behind him a loud rushing sound, the sound of the wings of the living creatures brushing against each other, and as it were a voice saying, "May the glory of the Lord be praised in his dwelling place." He was carried away in bitterness of spirit, with the strong hand of the Lord upon him. Then he came to the exiles living near the Kiba River, and sat among them for 7 days, overwhelmed. Next episode, Ezekiel's warning to Israel.